USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Well, I don't have any concern about Mr. Swalwell.
Democrat Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi's comments regarding Congressman Eric Swalwell, a Democrat who is keeping quiet about past relationships with a woman suspected of acting as a Chinese spy. Pelosi, at her weekly press conference, continues.
There are those in the Congress who believe, and I am among them, that we should be seeing what influence the Chinese. I've been fighting them, as you know, for over 30 years. In terms of their undue influence at universities in our country and the overtures they try to make to members of Congress.
Another country is establishing diplomatic relations with Israel. President Trump announcing in a tweet that Morocco is the latest to do so. The president calling this a massive breakthrough for peace in the Middle East. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Greg Kelly Reports is breaking ratings records. It's the hit new show on Newsmax TV. President Trump was recently on Greg Kelly, and every night more than 2 million people tune in. Kelly is a former combat Marine pilot and White House correspondent. He's asking the tough questions the media won't. Tune in to Greg Kelly on Newsmax at 7 p.m. Eastern. Plus, watch Newsmax for Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Alan Dershowitz, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, and a lot more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems like DirecTV, Dish, Xfinity, Cox, Optimum, Spectrum, Fios, and more. If you don't get Newsmax, call your cable operator today. Tell them you want it. Plus, watch Newsmax TV for free on Roku, Zumo, YouTube, Pluto, Apple TV, and even smart TVs like Samsung Plus and LG. Newsmax is already one of America's top cable news channels. Find out why. Watch it today. Newsmax is real news for real people. You should watch Newsmax.
The Minneapolis City Council unanimously approved to cut police funding by $8 million, shifting that money from the policemen toward violence prevention and other services. The move comes amid a crime surge following the summer riots after George Floyd's death. In Minneapolis, police have recorded 532 gunshot victims this year as of last Thursday. That's more than double the same period a year ago. Carjackings have spiked to 375, and that's up a whopping 331% from the same period last year. The Senate is moving ahead with a massive defense authorization bill, despite a veto pledge from President Trump. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell saying,
"Now it's the Senate's turn to make it an unbroken 60-year streak of passing this legislation to keep our military strong and our homeland safe."
The Kentucky Republican speaking on the Senate floor on Thursday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
More states are jumping on board a lawsuit originating in the Lone Star State.
Texas's Supreme Court lawsuit, seeking to overturn the election results in four states, is being supported by 17 other states, who signed on to a brief Wednesday from the state of Missouri in support of Texas's suit. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton says that he's encouraged by the support. He tells Newsmax TV that his suit seeks to ensure that his state's voters are not disenfranchised.
Even though we're in Texas, I'm in Texas, and my voters are in Texas, we fought off all of these lawsuits. We had 12 lawsuits that we won that focused on these type of issues of mail-in ballots and signature verification, and we were successful in maintaining our legislative stance. Well, so my voters were protected, but this is a national election. The fact that this happened in other states has an impact of disenfranchising my voters.
The court has given Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin until Thursday afternoon to respond to the suit. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Colorado Governor Jared Polis has said the Supreme Court's recent decision in a New York case prompted him to drop coronavirus restrictions on churches. Attorneys for the Democrat governor told a lower court to drop objections to a church seeking relief to a 50% capacity limit on churches. In Thursday night football action, the New England Patriots traveled to Los Angeles to play the Rams. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.